No one has loved you as I love you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Who has loved you first? And if I withheld no good thing, if I so loved you before salvation and gave myself for you, do you understand my love for you? Who has loved you first? Performance. You relate my love and my esteem for you based on your performance, says the Lord. But my love for you is based on my love for you and nothing else. The healing that comes to the soul comes as your soul is knit together with mine, says the Lord, as you spend time with me through worship, through meditation, through confession, through prayer. As you spend time with me, my soul is revealed to your soul. My thoughts become your thoughts. Even my emotions, says the Lord, become your emotions, and my peace becomes your peace. Receive it. Believe it. He is pleased with you. For some of you, it has been so long. You have listened to the voice of the enemy for so long, it is hard for you to even believe that. But he says, I am pleased with you. You are my child. You are my offspring. You are bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And I am pleased with you. I love you, says the Lord. It is in my presence where many things are received. Learn to draw near to me in the understanding that you are mine. You are the one I love. Your weaknesses we will deal with as you continue to come and as you allow my spirit to teach you how to overcome. So come to me based on who I am to you. I am your Father who loves you, helps you, and teaches you in the way you should go. Worship me for who I am to you. I am your Father, and I love you. I love you. You are the apple of my eye. I have placed your face on the palm of my hand. I am he who begat you. How could I forget you? Is my arm shortened that I cannot save? Have my eyes dim that I do not see? Look up, look up, look up where your help really comes from. You are mine, says the Lord. You are mine. Your faith pleases me. But my love is not based on your performance. My love is based on me. I love you because I love you, says the Lord. Receive it. Receive my love, says the Lord. In all the times of your walk with me, milk, meat, I love you then, and I love you now, and I will love you tomorrow. You give me your best, I will give you mine. But in maturity, it is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. So be strong and know that what I ask you to do, you are more than able to do because you are stronger and greater in might than he who is against you. Therefore rejoice and worship much that I may deal with emotions that are lagging behind. For my joy indeed is your strength. So conquer and know that you have the weaponry for it, dear little ones. My absolute joy is to visit you again and again in seasons of my love and refreshings. It is my desire for your soul to be a well-watered garden, and for those who learn to abide in my love, this is possible. I am love. And there is no greater desire than to pour my love on you. My nature is love, and you can expect my love to draw you, refresh you, strengthen you, heal you, deliver you, sustain you, and comfort you time and time again. I do not withhold my love from you, for I do not withhold myself from you. As you continue to visit me with your love, I will continue to visit you with my love. I will conform you more and more into the image of the love the eyes of your understanding see, as I visit you in the love that I am. Stay on the quest for me. Stay on the hungry path that is satisfied only by me. Stay on the path that must have more and more of me and needs the sustenance that is in intimacy with me. As the Father of spirits, I have done everything for my children. None of it was asked for. None of it was earned. It was all provided for on the basis of my love. I have provided a place for each child who comes into this family by his choice, as if he alone was the only one ever to exist. All of my love I give to each one, and of this love there is no end. I give each one full inheritance, and I give each one my undivided attention. I am earnestly attentive to even the slightest whisper in the heart. I see all things and know all things, and I am merciful even when mercy seems not to fit, for I know every thought and the intent of every heart. My mercies fail not. I love each child as if he were my first, my last, or my middle child. There is no preference with me. All are loved with an uncompromising love that is faithful each and every day. The faithfulness of my love never changes. The sincerity of my love remains the same. Who I was yesterday is who I am today and who I will be for all eternity. There is no changing with me. I am a place of rest and safety and a constant love indeed. I am the love who never fails. I am the love who keeps my word. I am the love who fails not, and I am the love who never changes. My ways are stable, and my ways are pure. I am a love who is like no other love, and this love is eternal. I am the everlasting love. I am the everlasting healer. I am the everlasting joy. I am the everlasting peace. I am the everlasting wisdom. I am the everlasting strength. I am the everlasting God, and all is provided for by me, and all is provided for free. My love has no end. My healing has no end. My strength has no end. My joy has no end. My wisdom has no end. My peace has no end. My love has no end. No limits, no restrictions. All that I am and all that I have done for my creation is free to all who will receive. I am the everlasting, eternal love. It is this love that yearns for additions to the family. It is this love that yearns for all to come and partake of all that has been done and to partake freely. There is no way into the benefits found in me other than free. All that was required has been paid in full through the blood sacrifice of my Son. And now all may come to receive. This is the nature of the one who is love. Come, freely receive. I love you, and I reach out with my love and draw you into my life. I draw you to come and sit with me in the arms of my love that has given my life to you. Come to me and understand my love for you, and that I hold nothing back from you. The enemy will try to bring his works against your body, but rest in the assurance of my unchanging love for you. Rest in this. I love you, and I am for you, and nothing I have is held back from you. I am your life, and I am the one who healed you. Come and sit in my love for you, and receive who I am to you. I am your life. I have healed you. I love you everlastingly, as only I can. I am the maker of your spirit and all that you are. I understand. The troubles in your soul are not too large for me. The struggles you can't shake don't move me. We can leave them far behind us as we walk hand in hand. I love you when you are weak, just as I love you when you are strong. I have seen you at your worst. I have seen you at your best. And I love you still. And all I ask is that you humble yourself and allow my spirit to bring you into the fullness of all the inheritance I have prepared for you, says your Father. Approach me based on my love for you and my desire for you. And know this, as you come, as you learn and grow stronger in this, you will look behind you and see many things left behind that were entanglements of the flesh. For in my presence, my desires and my strength fill you. But you must learn to keep coming even when you feel most unworthy. Be mindful of this one thing. You are the one I'm waiting for. I am your Father, and I am the one who has the help and strength you need for every step of your life in me. I love you when you feel like a conqueror, and I love you when your soul's only whimper is, I can't. I say to you, oh yes, you can. Just stay with me. Hold my hand. Don't stop giving me what I need through our fellowship to help you get past the things that tell you I don't care and that you can't hear me while others can. We are on a journey, child, and all it takes is one more time of getting up from the place of I quit to the place of yes, I can. Take my grace. Take my strength. Take my hope and take my faith and get up from that place of I quit and take my hand and trust me, you can. Take my words and enjoy what I say to you, for from a father's heart I speak. As I father you, understand that one of the ways I do this is through my words to you. Every word spoken to you is from a father's heart to you. All that I do as a father to you, for I am first and foremost father to you. I love you, and it is my great joy to father you and to instruct you in the way of my life in you. By my spirit, I instruct you and help you see my life and strength in you. It is my great joy to speak my words of life and watch them build in you. I love to see my words produce my life, my image in you. This is my Father's heart toward you. I love you, and I enjoy you, and I have expectations, and my expectations are true. I expect my words of life to bear much fruit in you, for my words are spirit. And they are life, and as you partake of them, they transform you. I love you, and my heart is open to you, never closed. We are never apart if you will trust in me and leave your abilities out of the equation. I am all you need. I am your only hope. I am the fulfillment of all things past, present, and future. Nothing stands between me and you if you keep your eyes fixed on me. I am your hope. I am your life, for grace flows back and forth between my open heart and your open heart. This is my love for you. The plans that I have are good plans. I have set before you a pathway where you can walk in a path of dreams being manifested. But it will be the dreams that I have put within you. You will learn to distinguish between my dreams and those dreams which come from the operation of the soul. You will learn how to let me bring to pass the manifestation of those things which agree with my mind. I love you so much, and I have set before you a pathway into all of these things. As you continue to walk forward one step at a time, doing the things you have learned to do, letting my spirit tutor you, you will learn how to know me and to talk to me and to receive my love. You will become well acquainted with me, and you will realize answered questions, see the end of broken dreams, and the patterns of failure will no longer be seen. You say, what if I don't like the solution? That is your whole problem. You really don't know what you truly want. You know what you think you want, but who actually knows the end from the beginning? Who set the stars in their orbit? And who loves you despite all of your own efforts to solve your own problems? I love you beyond words. I love you, and my plan for you is what will bring you the greatest fulfillment you could ever know on this earth. Trust me, please. In the end, we both will be overjoyed because you went against your own wants and desires, and you allowed my desires to become your desires. Continue in fellowship with me, for my heart longs for you, to hear your voice, to hear you call my name. I love you, and I love to hear you worship me. I love to hear you take my word and speak it back to me. I love to hear you stand strong and tall without shame, for you are my ambassadors. You are my sons, my daughters, but you are also my warriors, says the Lord. I do not balk at man's failings. I do not draw back when anger is released toward me. I see the ones I love with a heart that is all-knowing. Many times the railings of men toward me come from hearts that are searching, yet are unable to see beyond the reasonings they consider to be truth. These reasonings are not grounded in the truth of all that I have said and all that I am. In their reasonings, they approach me, and in their reasonings, they draw back. And on they go in this manner until they are willing to lay aside their reasonings for that which is truth, and the only truth, my word. My heart yearns for men to know me. I am the everlasting love. My love is everlasting, and this love is the basis of all that I have done and all that I do. This place of rest in me is eternal and is unmerited. Many are those who fear my wrath based on men's traditions, men's doctrines, and the enemy's accusations. They walk in fear that is not a godly fear, but an unfounded fear. I am the everlasting love. I am the love who lasts forever. Make no mistake. All the problems you have, and even those worst kinds of problems which hurt other people, you know that I love you. I love you regardless of where you come from, regardless of what you are. I love you the way you are. But I love when you change into somebody who loves people like I do. It must be known that I love each one with a depth that man has not truly understood. For I am love. I made the new nature in my image for the reason of fellowship, to restore the nature within man so that we could be one. And in that oneness, my greatest joy is in our fellowship, in the communing of your heart with mine, and mine with yours, and the sharing of our love one for another. It must be known that the first thing in my heart is my love for you, and your love for me. and that only out of this flow of love is their strength to be sustained in the place of intercession. The sweetness of your cooperation with me in intercession is from the strength of our intimacy, and this place of sweet and intense love is the foundation of all intercession. You must find that place in me where your heart loves me and my heart loves back on you. For you must know that I love you. So find that intimate time. I beckon you and say, come away. Worship me in spirit and truth. Find that quiet place of intimacy in your heart with me, where I am allowed to pour my love into you beyond any measure that you have ever experienced before. Yield to my promptings. Now is the time to set all your focus, all your energy on me. Consider your calling to be to me and your life in me. For truly, this is first of all things. Our relationship is above all else, for I am your lifeline in all things. There is nothing you do without me, and to know me and to know my word and that which I speak, to the degree that your abiding is in me and my word in you, is the measure by which you succeed in everything. Truly, me and you, and you and me, is the first of all things. Know me, know my love for you, know that I love you, first, before all things, for that is how I am, that is how I do things. Because of your hunger, and because of your thirsting, because of your reaching, I am able to employ my grace in its highest form. And that is the form that it takes, unearnable, unmeritable, but in a free flow. And the highest kind of grace that I love to give is when you are reaching for me. You are reaching for a fellowship and a place in my spirit that you will walk with me where you have not walked before. And oh, that will cause the kind of rejoicing and laughter and fullness in you that you can have no other way.